what you want. But these places he showers, he showers, he showers.
And a half minutes, it wasn't long enough. Repose there with No Party. What an absolute bell ringer! Beautiful stuff. Second song on Spotify, at least, the first being from 2020. So it looks like the Leeds band are really kicking on now. And honestly, that's a banger. What can you say about that? It's huge, just monumental, gargantuan, and a behemoth of a track is what it is. Repose, R-E-P-O-S-E. No Party is the name of the track. There is a shorter radio-friendly version, but give me a break. You need the full experience. That was massive. And I don't normally go for longer tracks. I've normally zoned out by about 4 minutes, but not with that one. I thought that was huge, and I'm very, very impressed. I officially have both eyes locked on that band. Can't wait to see what else they've got. Hello, my name is Rich. It's episode 356 of the Unheard Indie Podcast. Although I did label last week's 355 show 356, which was stupid. So I guess we're going to have two 356s. But anyway, but that was a banger. Repose with No Party, and I've got a load more for you, so let's stop rambling and get on with it. Here's a double header for you. It's a debut track from London outfit Moonlight Academy. You are going to be so impressed with this. Honestly, this as a debut, are you having a laugh? It's unbelievable. It's called Golden. Then after that, it's third single from Gibraltar outfit Cedar, and their track is called It's Not Right.
And I know that it feels like
bet you haven't heard either of them, and I bet you are mighty impressed. You bloody well should be. Moonlight Academy with Golden. What a track that was from the London band. Unbelievable debut. Can't wait to hear more from them. Then from Gibraltar, it was the third single from Cedar. C-E-D-A-R with It's Not Right. And they are sounding absolutely awesome as well. What a start to the podcast we are having. Now, here's a couple of bands that have been featured multiple times before. It's Quayside from Liverpool. Then it's Choosing Sides from Adelaide. The Quayside track is called Nikita. The Choosing Sides track is Penelope. you know what? When I watched Quayside live at Birkenhead Future Yard, that was the song that really stuck with me, Nikita. So I'm really happy to hear that one released as a single. The Liverpool band sounding so exciting. Brilliant stuff from Quayside with Nikita. Then from Adelaide, South Australia, it's Choosing Sides with Penelope, sounding as infectious as ever. But no antibiotics are required, just enjoy them. Choosing Sides with Penelope. Now, next on, well, it's Candid. 11th time on. 11th time on! The debut vinyl for Candid is out in June, just in time for Father's Day, by the way. And this track is called Too Much or Not Enough. Candid are one of my favourite bands. They are unbelievable. Love them to bits. The Coventry lads sounding so, so good. So get this one in your ears, and that will convince you to buy the sweet vinyl plastic, I'm sure. Then after that, it's the Tyneside five-piece Pit Pony, sounding ferocious as ever with Fuzzy.
So long, 'cause I could be falling in my-
Club Mama. Candid, first up with Too Much or Not Enough. Please order the vinyl. Come on now. It looks beautiful. You should see it. Oh, it looks edible. That's how good it looks. The Coventry Band going from strength to strength, and I love to see it. Then after that, it was Pit Pony, always on point, always bringing the heat. That one was called Fuzzy. Now, Dundee band Echo Machine have just released their second album entitled Accidental Euphoria. First featured this band March 2019. 5 years on, still bringing it. Echo Machine now with Between Two Worlds, which is my favourite track from the album. Then after that, it's the explosive Manchester four-piece Shade with their absolute beauty called Breakout.
Damn you.
fantastic from both bands. Echo Machine were first with Between Two Worlds. Do check out their second album, Accidental Euphoria. There is very much more of the same to be found there. Then it was the ever reliable, always explosive Shade with Break Out. They are punchy, are they not? They do not hang around, they get right into you. Love a bit of them. Right, let's get into another double. It's going to be Lissy Taylor, ninth time on the podcast for the Stoke singer-songwriter, and she is kicking on good style. She's had some massive support slots with some really noteworthy bands. Seagulls is a band that stands out, and now she's on the main stage of the Why Not Festival. What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's exactly what was always going to go on. It is in her destiny to be big time. I'm telling you, the world is starting to take note and I love it. Lissy Taylor, brand new one from her, is called Life Changing. Then after that, it's Crooked Ties, the Sheffield band with Third Alibi.
Story comes undone. The third alibi dancing, and the first time you tried, it won't get you far.
It was Lissy Taylor first up with Life Changing, and she is kicking on in a very exciting style, and I really do love to see it. She's always gigging. You've got no excuse not to see her. And certainly if you're at the Why Not Festival in Derbyshire in the summer, get yourself to the main stage and check her out. Then it was Crooked Ties, another top one from the Sheffield band with Third Alibi. Get into me. Right, let's keep on rolling. I've got another double for you. This is Oxford artist Tom Webber with Keep Calling. It's an absolute pinger. Then after that, a band called 0234. There's no one. Do you get it? Now, this band, I've got no social media presence because they want to take themselves out of the equation, if you know what I mean. No fannying around. No messing around. No gimmicks. They're just wanting to put out quality music, and that's exactly what they've done here. It's a debut single for them. It's called All the Time, and I tell you what, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
How's about it? It was Tom Webber with Keep Calling. I love a bit of the Oxford Man. Then it was 0234 with All the Time. Can't wait to hear what else they have got for us, the UK band there. Okay, LA now, or Los Angeles with Hade. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's Hade with their track Heaven Hell. It's an absolute ripper and a half. You're going to love that. So it's Hade with Heaven Hell, then a Belgium outfit called Orklane. Orklane from Belgium. For fans of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, that one, that is for sure. It's called Hard to Get. So you've got Hade, Heaven Hell, then you've got Orklane, Hard to Get. A really strong power double to round us out. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. I'll speak to you in a week. Have a great one. All the best.
Echo up the walls, you know it's because
I-